Don't care. Providence, probably. If not, your mother will have it fetched. Johnny. Not her business exactly, is it? Bentley, returning to the pavilion. Of course not. That's why one loves her for doing it. Look here, chuck away your silly weekend novel and talk to a chap. After a week in that filthy office, my brain is simply blue mouldy. Let's argue about something intellectual. He throws himself into the wicker chair on Johnny's right. Johnny, straightening up in the swing with a yell of protest. No. Now, seriously, Bunny, I've come down here to have a pleasant weekend, and I'm not going to stand your confounded arguments. If you want to argue, get out of this and go over to the Congregationalist minister's. He's a nailer at arguing. He likes it. Bentley, you can't argue with a person when his livelihood depends on his not letting you convert him. And would you mind not calling me Bunny? My name is Bentley Summerhayes, which you please. Johnny, what's the matter with Bunny? Bentley, it puts me in a false position. Have you ever considered the fact that I was an afterthought? Johnny, an afterthought? What do you mean by that? Bentley, I... Johnny, no, stop. I don't want to know. It's only a dodge to start an argument. Bentley, don't be afraid. It won't overtax your brain. My father was 44 when I was born. My mother was 41. There was 12 years between me and the next eldest. I was unexpected. I was probably unintentional. My brothers and sisters are not the least like me. They're the regular thing that you always get in the first batch from young parents. Quite pleasant, ordinary, do the regular thing sort. All body and no brains like you. Johnny, thank you. Bentley, don't mention it, old chap. Now, I'm different. By the time I was born, the old couple knew something. So I came out all brains and no more body than is absolutely necessary. I'm really a good deal older than you, though you were born 10 years sooner. Everybody feels that when they hear us talk. Consequently, though it's quite natural to hear me calling you Johnny, it sounds ridiculous and unbecoming for you to call me Bunny. He rises. Johnny. Does it, by George? You stop me doing it if you can, that's all. Bentley. If you go on doing it after I've asked you not, you'll feel an awful swine. He strolls away carelessly to the sideboard with his eye on the sponge cakes. At least I should, but I suppose you're not so particular. Johnny, rising vengefully and following Bentley, who is forced to turn and listen. I'll tell you what it is, my boy. You want a good talking to, and I'm going to give it to you. If you think that because your father's a KCB, and you want to marry my sister, you can make yourself as nasty as you please and say what you like, you're mistaken. Let me tell you that except Hypatia, not one person in this house is in favor of her marrying you, and I don't believe she's happy about it herself. The match isn't settled yet, don't forget that. You're on trial in the office because the governor isn't giving his daughter money for an idle man to live on her. You're on trial here because my mother thinks a girl should know what a man is like in the house before she marries him. That's been going on for 2 months now, and what's the result? You've got yourself thoroughly disliked in the office, and you're getting yourself thoroughly disliked here, all through your bad manners and your conceit, and the damned impudence you think clever. Bentley, deeply wounded, and trying hard to control himself. That's enough, thank you. You don't suppose, I hope, that I should have come down if I'd known that that was how you all feel about me. He makes for the vestibule door. Johnny, collaring him. No, you don't run away. I'm going to have this out with you. Sit down, do you hear? Bentley attempts to go with dignity. Johnny slings him into a chair at the writing table, where he sits bitterly humiliated, but afraid to speak lest he should burst into tears. That's the advantage of having more body than brains, you see. It enables me to teach you manners, and I'm going to do it, too. You're a spoilt young pup, and you need a jolly good licking. And if you're not careful, you'll get it. I'll see to that next time you call me a swine. Bentley, I didn't call you a swine. But, bursting into a fury of tears, you are a swine. You're a beast. You're a brute. You're a cad. You're a liar. You're a bully. I should like to wring your damn neck for you. Johnny, with a derisive laugh. Try it, my son. Bentley gives an inarticulate sob of rage. Fighting isn't in your line. You're too small, and you're too childish. I always suspected that your cleverness wouldn't come to very much when I was brought up against something solid. Some decent chap's fist, for instance. Bentley, I hope your beastly fist may come up against a mad bull or a prize